जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जयो यशोदानन्दन जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जन जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धरि जय गिरिवर धरि जय गोपी जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य शतश्रीमद चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि को। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो वन चैप्टर सेवन टेक्स्ट एट। ससंहितां भागवतीं कृत्वानुक्रम्य चात्मजम् शुकम् अध्यापयामास निवृत्ति निरतम् मुनिः। ससंहितां भागवतीं कृत्वानुक्रम्य चात्मजम् शुकम् अध्यापयामास निवृत्ति निरतम् मुनिः। ससंहितां भागवतीं कृत्वानुक्रम्य चात्मजम् शुकम् अध्यापयामास निवृत्ति निरतम् मुनिः। Saha, that. Samhitam, Vedic literature. Bhagavatim, in relation with the personality of Godhead. Kritva, having done. Anukramya, by correction and repetition. Cha, and. Atmajam, his own son. Shukam, Shukadeva Goswami. Adhyapayamasa, taught. Nivritti, path of self-realization. Niratam, engaged. Munihi, the sage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Vyasadeva, after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentation on Brahma Sutras compiled by the same author. This Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra is meant for those who are already engaged in self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam is so made that one becomes at once engaged in path of self-realization simply by hearing the topics. Although it is specially meant for the Paramhamsas or those who are totally engaged in self-realizations, it works into the depth of the hearts of those who may be worldly men. Worldly men are all engaged in sense gratification, but even such men will find in this literature a remedial measure for their material diseases. Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from the very beginning of his birth, and his father taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. Amongst mundane scholars, there is some diversity of opinion as to the date of compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, however, certain that the text of Bhagavatam, that it was compiled before the disappearance of King Parikshit and after the departure of Lord Krishna. When Maharaj Parikshit was ruling the world as the king of Bharatvarsha, he chastised the personality of Kali. According to the revealed scriptures and astrological calculation, the age of Kali is in its 5000th year. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled not less than 5000 years ago. Mahabharata was compiled before Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Puranas were compiled before Mahabharata. That is the estimation of the date of compilation of different Vedic literatures. The synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam was given before the detailed description under instruction of Narad. Srimad Bhagavatam is a science for following the path of Nivritti Marga. The path of Nivritti Marga was condemned by Narada. A path of Pravritti Marga was condemned by Narada. That path is the natural inclination for all conditioned souls. The theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is the cure of the material disease of the human being, or stopping completely the pangs of material existence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the Simul devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So today is the most auspicious and most holy, you know, beginning of the Kartik month. It began yesterday with Sharad Purnima.
So it is a wonderful opportunity and great fortune to get a chance to speak on Bhagavatam on this most auspicious occasion. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, how Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentation of Vedanta Sutra. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnayaha Gayatri Bhashya Ruposo Vedanta Paribrahmitaha. So it is described that Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentation on Vedanta Sutra. It is the explanation of Gayatri. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he has spent his life in writing and preaching Srimad Bhagavatam. So one of the Prabhupada disciples, Vasudeva Prabhu, he recalls that Prabhupada once said that you must read my books. If you don't read my books, you are putting your life in danger, you know. So read my books daily. So that's why Srila Prabhupada has spent his such lots of time, hard work. So today we'll be discussing Bhagavatam, about how Bhagavatam deals with a person by discussing how various incarnations of the Lord, they deal with their devotees. Beginning from Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu is a supreme controller. Yasya smarana matrena janma sansara bandhanat vimuchyate namastasmai vishnave prabhavishnave. So just by remembering the names of Lord Vishnu, one can be free from the bondage of birth and death. That is a benediction, just by remembering, you know. So Vishnu, he enters this entire creation and he creates and then he enters the entire creation. We may create something, but we don't enter our own creation, right? But Lord Vishnu is such a wonderful Supreme Lord. Vyapnoti vishate iti Vishnu, you know, so that is what is described. So although everything is coming from the Lord, but he enters that own creation. So Vishnu is so powerful that in the Samudra Manthan Leela, we know that, you know, everything was done by Lord Vishnu. So when devatas and demons, they wanted to churn the milk ocean, they went to the Lord and they asked, please tell us how to arrange for the rope and the churning rod. So Lord told, okay, you go and get Mandar and then Vasuki. Then they were not able to get Mandar. It was so very heavy. Then Lord personally lifted and brought Mandar, placed it in ocean. Then it was sinking. Again they approached Lord, please help. Then Lord appeared as Kurma. So vertical stability was not there. Kurma, they appeared. Then the mountain was moving here and there. So then they again went to Lord. Again Lord appears as Ajita and gives the, you know, horizontal stability. Then, as the churning begins, you know, the demons, because they are on the side of Vasuki's mouth, so Vasuki's mouth start emitting fire. Then they again go and plead with the Lord, please do something. Then Lord arranges for the rain. Then poison appears. Then Lord tells devatas, go to Lord Shiva. Then ultimately Amrita appears. Then Lord appears as Dhanvantari and then as Mohini Murti. So entire episode, we can see Lord is doing everything. So Lord is a shelter of all the living entities, Narayana. As Bhagavatam 2nd Canto describes, Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angaja, Narayana Paraloko Narayana Paramukha. So everything is coming from the Supreme Lord. And Lord Vishnu, he is very royal. As it is described, Shri Swami Pushkarinika Plava Nirmalanga Shreyarthino Hara Virinchi Sanandanadya Dware Vasanti Varavetra Hatottamanga Shri Vankata Chalpate Ravasuprabhatam. You know, so in this verse, very beautifully, the majesty and the glory of Lord Vishnu is described. You know, every day in the morning, all the devatas, 33 crore devatas, they are standing in line. They take bath in Pushkarani and with their wet clothes on, they are standing in the line, waiting for hours to have darshan of the Lord. And all the devatas, they are chanting, offering prayers. So Agni is chanting, Indra comes. So Agni Dev is chanting loudly. So Jai Vijay comes and tells, chant slowly. Others are also chanting, you know. Then Indra is coming and he didn't take appointment. So there he is told, beta, aaj aapka appointment nahi hai, come tomorrow. That's how the Lord is. And then As they come in front of the Lord, just like we go to Tirupati, you know, hours and hours of standing and then few minutes, few seconds of darshan, not few minutes. So the devatas, they also want to have the darshan of the Lord. So what happens? Dware vasanti varavetra hatottamanga, they are hit on their head by Jai Vijay. Move fast, you know. As in Tirupati, they say, Jargandi, Jargandi, you know, move quickly. So this is a trailer of spiritual world, you know. Tirupati mein, what is happening, it's a trailer. Even devatas are getting few seconds of darshan. That's how majestic Lord is. So therefore, any relationship which is possible with the Lord, Vishnu, is the relationship of servitude. We cannot have any other relationship with Vishnu just like Krishna. It is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Gop Kumar, when he went to Vaikuntha and he wanted to go and embrace Lord Vishnu. So he was told by Jai Vijay, wait, you cannot do this here. Arey, he is my friend. He said, no, this is not applicable here. You have to bow down. He says, I don't bow down to my friend. So that's how Lord Vishnu is so majestic, so royal. And it is described in the third canto that, you know, in the Vaikuntha, there is constantly the clanging sound of the helmets of the various devatas are heard. All the devatas, they are bowing their head and their helmets are hitting the ground. So that is how Lord is so very powerful and majestic. So Satsarup Maharaj, he tells that, you know, in one of the programs, one outsider, he saw that all the people, they are offering respects and obeisances to this Swami. So he asked, Swamiji, why is everyone bowing down to you? So Prabhupada said, you know, sometimes Prabhupada gives amazing answers. He is told to this person, all the others are wondering why you are not bowing down, you know. So that's how Prabhupada sometimes gives amazing answers, you know. So everybody is offering respect to the Lord. Shauni patyatma thavai ka kinchanatvam. Nityam dadasi bahumanam athapamanam vaikunthavasam athava narake nivasam ha vasudevam mamnasti gatisvadanya. So it is described, the devotees of the Lord, they have only one desire to serve the Lord. Ha vasudevam, O Lord Vasudev, O Lord Vishnu, you can put me in any situation. You can make me the king Shauni Pati or Akinchanattam, you can make me a beggar. You can give me all the glory or you can give me insult. Nityam dadasi bahumanam athapamanam. Apaman or man, I don't care. And Vaikuntha vasam athava narake nivasam, you put me in Vaikuntha or you put me in hell, I don't mind. I am only your servant. As Hanumanji is telling that, you know, I don't want to be in any situation where my relationship with you as master and servant is lost, you know. So therefore, a devotee who is surrendered to the Lord and he has full faith in the Lord, that's why he is offering respects. He has no fear. So surrender gives fearlessness. One time, Satsarup Maharaj tells that somebody asked Prabhupada, how do you feel when you chant? So Prabhupada tells, I feel no fear. So when we are connected with the Supreme Lord, then there is no fear because we know Asha Bandh Rakshishyati Iti Vishwaso. We have that faith that Krishna will always protect us. So Vishnu, he has a very, very formal relationship. Then understanding that Jivas, they need little more intimacy than this, you know. This is too much of formal. So then he appears as Lord Ram. So Vishnu serves his devotees in the mood of master. Lord Ram serves his devotees in the mood of a friend. Just like a teacher, you know, although he knows how to solve a problem. But if the teacher tells the students, oh, I am not able to understand how to solve this problem. So the, you know, and can you please help me? So the student will say, oh, nice opportunity to help the teacher. So they also feel excited. So similarly, although Lord Ram can do everything on his own, but still he is taking the help of the monkeys. He is taking help of Sugriva, Hanumanji, you know. So that's how Lord deals with the devotees as friends. You know, Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhuraksharam Aruhya Kavita Shakha Vande Valmiki Kokilam. And to describe this mood of Lord Ram, Valmiki Muni has written this whole Ramayana. Rama, you know, so the acharyas, they tell, the two syllables. Ra means when you open your mouth, all the sins go out of your mouth. And they should not enter again, so you have to close the mouth. So it ends with ma, you know. So mouth is closed. So that is the glory of just chanting the name of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram is so very wonderful, he does not allow even the thorns to be taken out of his feet as he is walking in the forest. Many thorns are there in his feet. And Lakshmanji is trying to, you know, tell, oh Lord Ram, please allow me to take out these thorns. But he is not doing so. Sita Devi tells, but still, no. So they cannot tolerate. They ask, oh Lord Ram, please tell us, why you are not allowing us to remove these thorns? So he says, I have taken a vow. Sakrateva prapannoyat tavasmi iti chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam mama. Anybody who has taken shelter of my feet, I have taken a vow. How can I leave them? So these thorns, although they are giving me pain, but they have taken shelter of my feet. So anybody, any devotee, even if he gives some trouble to the Lord by his misbehavior, because we are not able to come up to the expectations of our devotional standard, but still, Lord tolerates us, thinking that, okay, someday he will come back. You know. So therefore, Lord, he likes to give credit to his devotees. Krishna is sarva saundarya sangraham, and the best part of his beauty is he likes to give credit to his devotees. You know, so one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was telling that Prabhupada gave a class once, and Prabhupada went in his room, and all the devotees, they were also there. So Prabhupada, many times he would hear his own class, and they would discuss, you know, did you hear that point? What do you say about that point? And then they would discuss. And one devotee was getting bewildered. Kya chal raha hai? You know, Prabhupada apnai class sun raha hai, you know. So he could not tolerate. He asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why are you listening to your own lectures? So Prabhupada said, because I did not speak them. You know. So that's what he said about his books also. I did not write them. So that's how Krishna wants to give all the credit to his devotees. That's why he is empowering them, making them qualified to do unimaginable things. You know. So that's how Lord Ram, he serves the devotees as friends. Lord Vishnu serves the devotees as master. In Dwapara Yuga, Lord goes one step ahead. And he becomes the servant of his servant. As the famous pastime of the 10th canto Sudama Leela comes, Sudama was fasting for so many days, he had nothing to eat, entire family was starving. So his wife told, please go and ask something from your friend. So although he had no personal material desire, but still he went, because he thought, Mahat Darshan, I will get darshan of the Lord. So he said, okay, if you go to some king or a friend or God, you don't go empty-handed, right? You have to carry something. But we have nothing. Please arrange for something. So the wife went and begged 4 palmfuls of chipped rice, and she brought. And as soon as Sudama reached Dwaraka and he saw Krishna, Krishna ran to meet him. Just like when Gajendra, he was praying, Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolayaya swamshena sarvatanu brahmanasi pratita pratyagdrishe bhagavate brihate namaste. So as Gajendra is offering his prayers, calling, oh Lord, please save me, Lord comes running. He tells Garuda, fly faster. You know, Garuda is flying with the speed of the mind. Still he is telling, fly faster. To such an extent, Garuda faints. Garuda api mandagati iti matva sahasa avatirya. Shrila Swami tells, Lord Vishnu thought, oh, Garuda is not flying faster. So he is telling again and again, Garuda faints. So Lord Vishnu puts Garuda on his shoulder, and then he is running to protect Gajendra. So that is how Lord is eager to protect his devotees. So Lord ran to meet Sudama. Kuchailam malinam shyamam dvijam dhamani santatam devi parayacharam sakshat chamara vyajanenavai. And he gave such wonderful reception, such loving reciprocation, that Sudama is completely overwhelmed. And then he is asking, just like now, when you go to your friend, you ask, kya lai mere liye? Yeah, what gift you have brought for me? So therefore he is telling, Kim upayana manitam brahman me bhavata grihat anvapyaparitam bhaktai premna bhuryeva me bhavet bhuryapya bhakto paritam na me toshaya kalpate. He is telling, Kim upayanam, kya upahar lai apne ghar se? Brahman me bhavata grihat.
Don't think that if it is little small object I'll be unhappy. No.
Anu api, even if my devotee brings small gift, I become very happy.
But if a non-devotee gives me a great gift, still I am not satisfied.
So therefore, in this way, Krishna completely satisfied Sudama with his loving reciprocation.
And he didn't even ask anything. He was returning.
And he returned and he is remembering, Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna, Shriniketana,
Brahma bandhu tisvaham bahubhyam parirambita.
Oh Krishna, he embraced me, he made me sit on the same throne.
So in this way, we can see Lord becomes his own devotee, a servant.
He becomes a servant of his own devotee.
And that's what this month is all about.
Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina bhrityavashyata swavashena api krishnena yasyedam saishwaram vashe.
Lord manifests this Damodar Leela to prove to the whole world that I become the servant of my own devotees. I become controlled by my devotees.
So Mahavishnu is serving the servants like master.
Lord Ram is serving his servants like friend.
And Krishna, he is ready to serve his servants like a servant.
So in the whole ocean of the literatures written by Vyasadeva, there is no literature which instructs a devotee like master, like Vishnu does.
There is no literature which instructs a devotee like a friend, like Lord Ram does.
There is no scripture which instructs a devotee like servant, as Krishna do.
And there is only one literature which does that, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vedam Puranam Kavyam Cha Prabhur Mitram Priyevacha Bodhayanti Iti Prahu Trivad Bhagavatam Punaha.
So Bhagavatam is such a literature which, you know, reciprocates with devotees in three ways. Like master, like friend, and like a lover, like a friend, like a servant also.
So therefore, if, you know, in this Bhagavatam, various literatures, various purports, Prabhupada is focusing on reading every day. As Vaisheshika Prabhu, he tells, page by page, become a sage. Escape the cage before you age, you know.
So that's how, if we make a little commitment of reading Bhagavatam, even one page, every day, that is glorious.
So one time, Srila Prabhupada was on the airport, And he was reading his, and he told one devotee, please read Krishna book. And one devotee was reading and, you know, one chapter got over and then everybody said, Jai Prabhupada ki Jai. And then devotee started next chapter. So Prabhupada, he opened his eyes, he was hearing with his closed eyes. So he said, oh good, continue.
So another devotee was thinking, does he even know that he has written these books, you know?
So that was the, you know, wonderful nature of Prabhupada.
Although he wrote all the books, still he would be absorbed hearing his own books. You know, one time, Dravanaksh Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he is remembering that Prabhupada was in his, was on an airport and they were waiting for the flight. So Prabhupada was in the departure lounge and all the devotees were there. So Prabhupada went on the back and there was a bench. He lied down as if he wanted to take a nap. And he told one devotee, you read Bhagavatam.
So one devotee was reading Bhagavatam and everybody started nodding, you know, sleeping.
So this devotee, he raised his head to see, is Prabhupada listening?
So Prabhupada was listening with his eyes closed, but he opened his eyes and he said, I am listening, continue, you know.
So that was Prabhupada.
He was always aware, always absorbed in Bhagavatam.
You know, one devotee was sharing that they went to an old age home.
And, you know, they were told that you please discuss, speak on Bhagavatam.
So they said, okay, now Kartik month is going on, we'll discuss Damodar Leela.
So this devotee started, Ekada Grihda Shishu Yasoda Nanda Gehini, Karmantaran Yuktasu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi Yani Yani Higitani Tadbala Charitani Cha Dadi Nirmamanta Kale Smaranti Tani Agayata.
And as he was reciting, the audience were also responding.
Reciting verses.
So he got bewildered. Kya chal rahe, you know.
I thought they are new people. They know all Bhagavatam, it seems.
So after the class, they asked, oh, what is happening here?
He said, no, we have a couple here. 83-year-old Prabhuji and 80-year-old Mataji.
Every day they read Bhagavatam and they recite Bhagavatam, they speak on Bhagavatam. So they wanted to know more about this couple. So they asked. So they said, you know, this couple, you know, last 50 years they are married. At the age of 33, Prabhuji and Mataji started reading Bhagavatam every day. And then after a few years, they got retired. And then from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock, every day, 5 hours, they would read Bhagavatam together. To such an extent that they became so expert that now they don't even read English. It's just Sanskrit. And Prabhuji speaks one verse and Mataji is speaking next, you know. So that is how from Ekadashi to Ekadashi, they complete full Bhagavatam, you know. So that's how, you know, so around 23 to 25 times in a year, they complete Bhagavatam. 25 times. So that is how Bhagavatam is so very nourishing. If you go into the, you know, mood and relish the nectar, then you can go on. Life will pass, but Ayurharti Vaipumsam Udyamastanjayannaso Tasyartaya Shanaunita Uttama Shlokavartaya. With every rising and setting of the sun, the life is decreasing. But those who study and relish Bhagavatam, their life is not going down. So therefore, there are various types of scriptures. Vyasadeva has written. There are some Kama Shastras. They discuss about the lower part of the body. You know, one time Chandramouli Swami Maharaj, he was telling Prabhupada, he told in one of the classes that out of four things, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, which is most dangerous? You know, somebody may say, of course, you know, mating, illicit sex life. Prabhupada said, no. Most dangerous for a devotee is oversleeping. And the devotees were surprised. How is this? Prabhupada said, first of all, if you sleep too much, then you are wasting your time. And second, when you eat, when you sleep too much, then your attraction for eating and mating increases. So many of the scriptures written by Vyasadev, they deal with the lower part of the body. Better than those scriptures are Artha Shastras. They deal with the middle part of the body, belly. You know, how to take care of the belly. So Artha Shastras, they are higher. And all the species, they are working for food. So one time Jagjivan Prabhu, he recalls that they were walking with Prabhupada and Prabhupada, they reached to a concrete tank and it had two crocodiles. Somehow Prabhupada was so very amazing. He could identify which is a male crocodile and female crocodile. So Prabhupada said, this is a male crocodile. And as, you know, Prabhupada spoke that, a crocodile opened his mouth. So Prabhupada in his humorous style, he said, oh, no food. And he pointed and told, he is inviting us, you know. So that was humor of Prabhupada. So most of the world, you know, they are working to fill the belly. Artha Shastras deal with that. Then higher than Artha Shastra is Dharma Shastra. They deal with the higher part, upper part of the body. You know, using our intelligence, how to think, how to learn ethics, moral values and principles, you know, Chanakya Niti and all those things, they are about those Dharma Shastras. But all these are pertaining to the body. Higher than Dharma Shastras are Moksha Shastras, which tell you how to go out of this body. But even though they are talking about going out of the body, but there is something higher than Moksha Shastras, that is Bhakti Shastras. Bhakti Shastras, they tell us, okay, after leaving the body, where we have to go. And the highest of all the Bhakti Shastras is Srimad Bhagavatam. Tamadi Devam Karuna Nidhanam Tamalavarnam Suhitavataram Apara Samsara Samudra Setu Bhajamahe Bhagavata Swarupam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is the embodiment of the Lord. And Bhagavatam is the crown of all the Bhakti Shastras. So therefore, it is an offense to consider Bhagavatam as an ordinary book. Just like it is offense to consider, you know, Varahadeva as ordinary animal, Tulsi as ordinary plant, deities as ordinary stone. Similarly, it is offense to consider Bhagavatam as an ordinary book. And by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got a glimpse of the glories of, you know, this Srimad Bhagavatam. Although Prabhupada has given everything, but the more we dive into this ocean of Bhagavatam, the more we will realize the glories of Bhagavatam. So Mool Prakriti Mataji, she recalls that when Prabhupada, so one old brahmachari, she met this person, And he was telling that when Prabhupada was living in India and in Mathura, he was living in very humble condition, in a dilapidated ashram. So sometimes a few visitors would come up. They were living on the first floor. So visitors would come up, and one time few rich people, they were walking upstairs to meet with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was honoring some Mahaprasad along with this old brahmachari, you know. So then they saw that, oh, this is so very dilapidated place, and they saw old man eating something. So they turned and they went back. So Prabhupada, he told this brahmachari, he said, oh, just look, they are coming upstairs and all they see is an old man eating chapati. They don't know what plans Lord Chaitanya has for this old man, you know. So Prabhupada, he knew the plans of the Lord, and that's why he is giving Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord appears in every species. Lord appears in the species of stones as Giriraj. Shailo asmi iti, you know. He appears in the species of matter as Archa Vigraha, you know. Naam Vigraha Swarup Teena Ek Bhed, Teena Bhed Nahi Teena Chidananda Erup, you know. So deity is there, not different than the Lord. One time one devotee, Pita Prabhu, he was telling that in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was there, and he was telling in the class that highest service a human being can do is to become a pujari. Because as a pujari, one gets a chance to dress the Lord, bathe the Lord, feed the Lord. That is a service which we are doing in spiritual world. So Lord appears in various species. He appears in the species society of aquatics as Matsya Avatar. He appears in the society of Devatas as Vaman Avatar. Similarly, he appears in the society of literatures as Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishne Sudhamo Pagate Dharma Gyanadibhisaha Kalaunashtra Drishamesha Purana Arka Adhunoditaha. So therefore, Prabhupada in this purport is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. He is writing, Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentation of Brahma Sutras compiled by same author. How many times one should read Bhagavatam? You know, sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati katha, yasya smarana matrena hari chittam samashrayit, yasya smarana matrena mukti kartalesthita, sada sevya. Always read Bhagavatam, always study Bhagavatam. If you do so, Krishna enters the heart. And what he does there? He purifies the heart. Just like if a guest comes to your place, and the room is not clean, house is not clean, you know, immediately you start cleaning it. You may feel embarrassed. So the guest may not come and help. But if you call Krishna, he will come and he will clean the heart and he will stay there. Pravishta karna randrena svanam bhava saroruham dhunoti shamalam Krishna salilasya yatha sharat. That's how he is a best friend. A best friend will come and help. Okay, I'll come and help you in cleaning this place. So that is Krishna doing. So therefore Bhagavatam tells, Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Swacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirghena Bhagavan Vishateridi Shrinvata Shraddhaya. If somebody hears with faith, Nityam, regularly, always. Chakravarti Thakur makes it simple. Nitya means at least once a day, you know. So we have to do so many things, we have to go to job and take care of the family. Nitya means what? 24 hours, how can we read? At least some time of the day we should you know, read Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he's giving a commentary. Grinatascha. Grinatas means we have to apply. Apply Bhagavatam in our lives. Just by reading, just by hearing it is good. But when we apply, then it will transform. And Srila Prabhupada, by his personal example, he showed how one can get transformed, one can transcend the modes of material nature, how one can transcend this body. When Srila Prabhupada was in his last few days, Arjuna Prabhu, he recalls that, you know, Prabhupada had a dream about an excellent Kaviraj, you know, Kaviraj means Ayurvedic doctor. He was staying in Calcutta. So Prabhupada got a dream about that person. So Prabhupada called him. So he came and he was a Sri Vaishnava. He was very respectful and reverential, serving Prabhupada, treating him very nicely. And one day he told that, at first I doubted whether your guru is a Paramhamsa or not. But now, after seeing this, I have come to a conclusion. He said, what? He said, I have treated thousands of people in this situation. And, you know, in this situation, when there is no muscle, no fat, and there is nothing giving cushion to the nerves, people, they go in intense agonizing pain. And I have to give morphine to them many times. But your guru, he never expresses any symptom of pain. He's surely a great Paramhamsa, you know. So that's how Prabhupada not only just spoke about Bhagavatam, he practiced Bhagavatam and he described how to become a transcendentalist. But why we don't transform? Because we don't fear, we don't apply. We don't apply, therefore we don't get transformed. Tat Shrinvan Supathan Vicharan Paro. Shrinvan, Supathan and Vicharan. Hear and then do contemplation. You know, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he had a practice of, and he had some key verses, and every day he would, you know, recite those verses for 1 hour. That was his regular habit. Half an hour he would memorize the previous day's verses, and then half an hour he would recite more and, you know, memorize more. You know, Vaisheshika Prabhu also, you know, he generally keeps a small book on which whatever good point he likes, he notes down and then he contemplates on that. Radha Govind Maharaj, you know, when he was 6 years old, you know, one day he was going to school with his friends. So, and there was a Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Saptah going on. So he got attracted and he told his friends, you go, I'll sit for some time and then I'll come to the school. So all the friends, they went, and this Maharaj, he was sitting. And within short time, all the friends, they came back. He said, "Arey, itni jaldi wapas aa gaye?" He said, "No, evening ho gaya, sham ho gaya, you know." So whole day he was sitting there and hearing Bhagavatam. He didn't even realize that whole day passed by. So then this happened for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. So the friends became concerned, "Kya ho gaya isko?" You know. So they told his father. So father, he called and said, "What is happening? You are going to school?" He said, "Yes, I am going, but in between, you know, there is a Bhagavat Saptah going on. I get attracted. So I sit there." So he said, "If you will hear Bhagavatam, you will not get a wife." Why? Because you will not study, you will not learn how to earn money. Nobody will give you chapati, you know. And after 40 years, Radha Govind Maharaj was telling, "Since last 40 years, I am getting 4 chapatis extra with ghee, you know." So all the great devotees, you know, by their personal example, they are showing how we can be absorbed in Bhagavatam. So this is wonderful nature of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have to understand that by coming to Krishna consciousness, we have become most fortunate. And in this holy month of Kartik, this is making us all the more fortunate, all the more fortunate, you know. And that's how Damodar Leela is telling how Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees. Somato swinna gatraya vistrishta kavarasraja drishtva parishramam krishnam kripaya asit swabandhane. When we show our complete endeavor to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, then out of his mercy Krishna gets attracted. Otherwise Krishna is not in need of servants. You know, just like in our bases, sometimes cooks, you know, go missing. So we are in search of cook. Arre, cook chahiye abhi, you know. So it is not that Vaikunth mein cook ki kami ho gaye, bhai chalo jao, bhai bhautik jagat se cook leke aao, you know. No, he is already self-sufficient. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevyamanam. So when we serve the Lord with all our intensity, then Lord gets pleased. And that is how this Kartik month is showing. This Kartik month is full of bhakta vatsalyata. You know, Lord is showing through this month that even if you do the smallest thing, you will get the highest benefit. You know, Shuddha Goswami and so many of the scriptures, they describe the glories of Kartik month. It is said, Shuddha Goswami says, if anyone fasts and observes the Kartika Vrata, Yam Dutas, they run away from him. You know. And it is better than performing 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas. One goes to the spiritual world. But unfortunately, he says, although one may easily reach Mathura, although one may, you know, pass this holy month of Kartik, one may go to the holy places of pilgrimage, but if he is not taking advantage of this holy month, then there is no greater fool than this person, you know. So this holy month of Kartik, Srimati Radharani is the presiding deity of this Kartik month. Therefore, he is also called Kartik Devi, Urjeshwari, you know, the deity of Kartik month. And therefore, there are unlimited glories. And it is said that anyone who just offers a lamp during the Kartik, it is said, you know, he can destroy the sins of thousands of millions of births. No sins exist anywhere in the world which cannot be destroyed by offering a lamp in the Kartik. So somebody may say, wow, it is so very simple, right? I can do whole day whatever I want and then I'll come in the evening to Radha Gopinath temple and offer a lamp. Dhul jayega. So are these actual? Are these metaphorical? And all these benedictions given in the scriptures? So there are two ways to understand these statements. You know, Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling once that these statements given in the scriptures, they tell the merciful nature of the Lord. To what extent Lord can go to bring a fallen conditioned soul back to Him. But we should not make these statements as our mission statements. Hum toh aise hi Bhagavad Dham jayenge, you know. And secondly, when a devotee, as a devotee, we focus more on these statements, it is like we are doing business with the Lord. You know, as Prahlad Maharaj says, if somebody approaches the Lord, oh my Lord, if somebody approaches you with the mood of getting some material benedictions, then he is not a devotee. He is a businessman. So therefore, when we are practicing Kartika Vrata, it should be only for one motive. To develop love and devotion for the Supreme Lord, you know. And to develop love, we have to have one thing. As Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. We have to be eager. We have become most fortunate. Srila Prabhupada has made us most fortunate. You know, just like one devotee, Rajendra Nandan Prabhu, he was telling that the deities were getting installed in Hyderabad temple. And Prabhupada, he called South Indian Brahmanas. And he told all the devotees, they are real Brahmanas, serve them very nicely, provide them everything. So they were very happy and satisfied. So one of them, you know, Sampat Kumar Bhattacharya, he became very good friends with Prabhupada. And he was concerned about Prabhupada when he came to know that the deities of Prabhupada are getting installed all over the world in various temples, even when Prabhupada is there on the planet. So he traveled all the way from Hyderabad to Mumbai and he met with Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you know, generally, according to the scriptures, it is not right to install the deity when Acharya is still on the planet. Because he said, you know, as people, they would come, they would think that, oh, Swamiji, Guru is there, they will talk to you and they will offer respects to you, they will touch your lotus feet and this way they will transfer your karma to you. So, therefore, it is not right. So, Prabhupada was listening to him very patiently. And then after some time, he said, don't you understand? That's why I have come, you know. So, he was completely amazed. You know, he was speechless. And just he got up, offered, you know, obeisances, circumambulated the Prabhupada and left. So, Srila Prabhupada has made us all the more fortunate by giving Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, we have understood the glories of Kartik month. So, now it is our duty to, you know, remain fortunate and increase our fortune by reading Bhagavatam, by chanting our rounds. We can, you know, take whatever according to our capacity. We can take some vows during this Kartik month to increase our devotional service. In this way, we can advance. So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.